Hello, this is Afi Pippen, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Breakthrough to a New You. This is day eight, and let's talk about barriers. Yesterday, I explained that we were going to talk about boundaries, barriers, and baloney as it pertains to relationships. And yesterday, we talked about the first part of that, which is establishing healthy, godly boundaries in relationships and why you need to do that. Today, let's talk about barriers and why you don't want to create them in your relationships. So barriers are basically hindrances to communication, community, and assistance. Barriers block you from receiving and giving love and other good things in relationship. I have noticed, and I believe, that most people who create barriers in relationships have been deeply wounded in relationships and haven't healed from those wounds. I do think, though, it's quite natural to be cautious in relationships if you've experienced any type of trauma or severe wounds as a result of a relationship in your life. But it is not normal to be it's not normal to be guarded and closed off to everybody that you meet if you've taken the time to heal from those previous wounds. So if you're listening to this and you think you've been creating barriers in your relationships, whether they are personal or professional, I want to encourage you to seek help from a trusted friend or a spiritual leader. And if it's a very deep-rooted wound that you're struggling with, counseling can help you too. And of course, you can always reach out to me if you want to speak with me privately about this. My email is afi@authorofaithmen.com. And until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we'll talk soon.